Hello, and welcome to another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dott, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as usual, your host for the show. Today we're joined by Paul Struthers, managing director of Sage Canada, to talk about the company's recently announced Sage Business Cloud. The accounting software giant is, of course, no stranger to the move of software towards subscription cloud-based models, but has recently brought the whole thing together under one umbrella, if you will, that formalizes and codifies its cloud plans now and into the future. Struthers walks us through the details of the program as it stands and what it means to the company's channel, which is a very unique community, as we'll get into, of course. It should be a great conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with Paul Struthers. Paul, thanks so much for taking the time once again.
Thank you for having me.
I guess maybe let's start with the beginning before we sort of get into the news of it. Can you give us a little bit of the background of Sage in the cloud, both in terms of products and strategy? This has obviously been a transformational shift for, I think, every software vendor, it's safe to say at this point. But how has Sage interacted and worked with the cloud in the past?
Thanks, Rob. It's a great question. You know, if I go way back, I mean, Sage has been in Canada for over 30 years, and globally is actually in 24 countries. And as we've probably talked about before, the small business segment, we are the largest provider of small business accounting with our Sage 50 product. But more specifically around the cloud, we have pure play cloud offerings. We've had them in the market for several years now. Yeah. We also have desktop and on-premises solutions, and we have what's called our hybrid C-line or connected services versions. So our traditional product, where we are the largest provider for small businesses with our Sage 50 and Sage 50C, which is the connected version of that product, we've had that for several years, so we've effectively been in the cloud with those products. We also have it for our mid-market solution, Sage 300C. But we've also had Sage 1, which is, you know, small business accounting in the cloud. Sage Live for more complex financial management is also purely born in the cloud. Our Sage People solution, which was from the FairSell acquisition, is using the Force.com platform, Salesforce, also a pure play cloud solution as well. So we are and have been in the cloud, and it's a, you know, customers are asking for it more and more, so it is a key part of our strategy. What we're talking about today is the Sage Business Cloud, and that is effectively, I would like over the next several years to welcome all of our customers into the business cloud, and we'll get into it further on discussion exactly what that is. But it's a core part of our strategy. It's where our customers are asking for and our partners, and it's definitely where we're driving our offerings for the future with business cloud.
So quite an array of cloud solutions to date, and now what we're doing is sort of bringing everything together under the Sage Business Cloud umbrella. Can you describe in a little bit of depth there what sort of you're doing with Sage Business Cloud?
Yeah, for sure. So when we talk to our customers and everyone out in the market, they're really looking for simplicity. So what Business Cloud does, it improves the customer experience and allows customers to grow at their pace. We bring all of our previous cloud functionality and offerings under one umbrella effectively. So as customers grow, they can pick the products they want. I mean, it's very much a roadmap in Sage Business Cloud. So it will look and feel the same for everyone. So if I want to start with some basic accounting, I can use the Sage Accounting. If I need more complex financial management, I use Sage Financials. If I'm growing into more enterprise management or want to add people and payroll, I can add those parts from the cloud. So really, it's meant to give it one platform for the stage of their journey and put all this under one umbrella. The also nice part is, and this will happen over several years as well, as we build out the roadmap. But if someone is a cloud customer today, let's say that you, Rob, are a Sage One customer, mm-hmm. then you're already effectively in the Sage Business Cloud.
Gotcha.
And we will have a very healthy, we already have very healthy ecosystems, third-party applications that work with all the Sage products. And those will more easily plug into one cloud offering under Sage Business Cloud as well. So it's really about making it much easier for our customers to engage with us. At the end of the day, they want to solve business problems, right? They don't want to have to try to figure out which product A, B, or C necessarily I need. They're looking for an accounting solution. They're looking for something to manage their manufacturing capabilities, and this will all be residing for them in the cloud.
All right. You mentioned that existing customers will already sort of de facto be or have access to Sage Business Cloud. How does it change the experience for those customers? You know, what can customers expect as a result of having access to the Business Cloud?
Yeah, well, as I just mentioned, I think it's about, you know, customers wanting simplicity and having their problems solved at the end of the day. So the fact that the user experience will be the same across any of the products, the fact that I can more easily migrate, so as, you know, as functionality is added to these products, they'll kind of go with you. So if I was to move up from, let's say, Sage Accounting into Sage Financials, the functionality comes with me. Or if we add functionality, they're able to take advantage of it. So it's much more seamless for them to grow. And also, I think from a customer perspective, we did a survey in the summer with all the SMB community. And the number one that they complain about that's hampering them is the amount of administrative tasks. Right. It takes up 120 days a year for small businesses managing all the admin that goes with running their business. And startups, we know about 50% do fail within the first 12 months. And the admin burden is commonly said as one of the biggest causes. So being able to have a solution sitting out in the cloud that has all the functionality I need, I can plug in different third-party applications as I need them as well. And as my business is growing, I can just seamlessly grow and add what I need and all the different artificial intelligence and machine learning that we're also bringing into the Sage Business Cloud. We can effectively eliminate a lot of those administrative tasks for the customer, allow them to focus on growing their business and doing what they love. So it's one of the core things that's really going to help.
All right, brilliant. Sage certainly has a very unique channel with sort of both, you know, the traditional, what I would consider the core audience of Channel Buzz, the IT-focused reseller, and a huge number of accountants, advisors, and folks who come at it from sort of that business, financials, accounting point of view. How has the move to the cloud been seen and embraced in your partner base so far?
Really well, actually, and you're right. We do have a, and we're very proud of it, and they're a big part of the Sage family. We have hundreds of, you know, partners, the value-added resellers. We have, you know, tens of thousands of accountants and bookkeepers. They're part of the Sage family, and all of them are very much taking the cloud journey with us. I mean, their end customers are looking for it. Canada has a pretty healthy compound annual growth rate of cloud adoption here in this country. Mm-hmm. So as they're looking to grow their businesses, they're looking to us to do it with us in the cloud. And we've been putting a lot of focus on those channels last year, this year, and for the coming years on the partner enablement and training and certification on the various cloud platforms, mm-hmm. How the pricing works. It's a little bit of a different model to get used to versus a perpetual world. How all the different ISVs and third parties can plug in, really, really, really going to market with them together. Because it is a little bit of a shift of mindset for everyone, but as people get their heads around it and their customers are demanding it, they're very, very excited about it with us. And if you are a partner and you have people on, you know, cloud subscription-based models as well, it's a much more effective way for them to also run their business. And just as I mentioned before, it can reduce some of their admin tasks and allow them to focus on growing their businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. With Business Cloud being brought together, what do you see as the benefits to partners of working with Business Cloud?
I think they can grow. One of the big things I would look at if I was sitting in that perspective, and we're sitting with them all the time, is you can grow with your customers. It's going to be a lot more easy to migrate a customer. I think it makes the conversation a lot easier. So if I'm partner A, I'm having a discussion with a prospect, and I'm trying to explain a discrete set of products, which may or may not be clear to that customer, depending on how you explain it. I can now explain that here's the Sage Business Cloud. If you're looking to solve X problem or adopt X functionality, here it is all under one umbrella. And, hey, as your needs change, you can just add in functionality or move between discrete sets of functionality within the Sage Business Cloud, plug in other parts of the ecosystem as you need them. I think it turns the discussion into more of a value-based, consultative-led sort of relationship where you're continually focusing on the value you bring to the customer versus trying to position one product or the other, or go through very painful migrations or customizations, et cetera. Mm. So I think it's gonna be a great thing. And like I said before, they're all excited about adopting it and have a lot of benefits of changing the conversation this way for the end customers.
All right, great. I know it's kind of just got out there, the combination of Business Cloud, but not to get all what have you done for me lately with you, but what do you see as the next steps? What's next for the Sage Business Cloud in terms of what partners and customers can expect to see from here on out?
Well, it's going to be an exciting journey. So we're all really pumped about it here across Sage. And as I mentioned, everyone who's a part of that extended Sage family as well. I think, you know, as Klaus would have told you in one of the early discussions, it is a roadmap. So we're looking forward to bringing in more microservices, more plug into more of the external ecosystem of third-party applications that can extend the value to customers, to add more cloud products into our solution. We're excited about the fact that a lot of our recent acquisitions, Sage Intacct, Sage Financial Management, Sage People, which was Fairsale acquisition, and for analytics, Compass, are all part of that Sage Business Cloud as well. So I think customers and partners and everyone else can look forward to a pretty accelerated pace of additional functionality, a seamless experience. So you'll be going through products and they're going to look and feel the same, you know, single sign-ons, real simple APIs and access to microservices, a lot faster time to market for Sage to bring exciting new capabilities to market for all of our great customers and partners. So lots more to come. And as I touched on earlier, it is a roadmap. So we will be kind of realizing this to market over the next several years. So I think it's just going to get better and better every day.
All right. Brilliant. Appreciate your taking the time once again, Paul. Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Rob, and have a great weekend.
So there you have it, Sage Business Cloud, as explained by Sage Canada EVP Paul Struthers. I'd like to thank Paul for joining us for this edition of the podcast, and thank Sage for its sponsorship of the site this year. And of course, finally, I'd like to thank you for listening in. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back in the very near future with more interviews from luminaries in the Canadian channel community. But until then, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.